Rabbi Yossi Chazan, Parshas Kisavoy.
They tell a story of an airplane full of passengers, all seated, fast seatbelts fastened, ready for takeoff. Unitamol, come two people dressed like a pilot and a co-pilot with the insignia, the whole uniform. And they're walking down the aisle and they're swinging that white cane that visually impaired people use. Everyone thought it's some kind of April Fool's joke, some kind of prank. Mitamol, they're swinging the cane and they enter into the cockpit and they sit down in the pilot seat. People don't know what's going on. Meanwhile, the door swings closed. Suddenly, the engines rev up and they begin to taxi on the runway. And people are no longer joking at the Stutzichta. Two blind people there. On Mitamol, the plane picks up speed and it's hurling down the runway. And they look out the window and they see at the end of the runway, there's like a sea, an ocean. You know, many airports are built for noise abatement, next to a sea, next to an ocean, a river. Akits Namasa, no one is laughing anymore, they're not joking. They start, grown men begin to weep and to scream and to shriek. And the Yidden are saying, Vidui, which is my Yisrael, and Achenu ben Yishma'ilim, is Allah Akbar, the Mamishra. Even the atheists, the Minim Kafra Pikursim, they're also davening, they're also praying, although they address their prayers to whom it may concern. And Saveta, pandemonium breaks out. People are shrieking. The last minute, suddenly the airplane makes a clear takeoff. It soars into the heavens. And when they're airborne and secure, the blind co-pilot turns to the pilot and he says, you know, one day they'll cry out too late and we'll all be dead. And when I heard this story of Savitz, I thought to myself, that's a yoyna. There's a Syrah, there's a Sufa, there's a tempest, a storm raging outside. V'yoyne yorad l'yarkazei asvino v'yishko v'yirot. V'yikra elov rav achoyvel, the captain cries out to him and says, Malach nirdom, kum krol alikecha, ulay yisashes lono alikim v'loynev. Now's the time. The charod of Elul, somar mipachtecho besori, nishpatecho yerezi, and im le'achshav, holding mamish farshav v'slichas, im le'achshav emosai. And besides those people who are fashlofin and yarkes de'asvino, there are those people who are trying the best, but they're a bit looking in the wrong thing. I have a friend who's a gana ge'inim, mamish harash ge'bahag, when it comes to leitzons. So he tells a story. There was once a Yidl, we'll call him Chavis Moshe Goldstein, and he goes into the train station, and Shaloi Kedarke Bakoydish, very uncharacteristically, he's there early. Until the train comes. So he sees there's a machine killer, and it says you're putting a dime, 10p, and it tells you your identity and your weight. Okay, what's it done? He puts in the 10p, and out comes that settle. Your name is Moshe Goldstein, you're Jewish, and you weigh 189 pounds. How in the world is a machine at Doimim? He tries it again, the same thing. You're Moshe Goldstein, you're Jewish, you weigh 189 pounds. It's like someone's... He schleps a porter. Schlepper. He says, stand here a minute. Puts in a quarter again, 10p, whatever it is. And he says, your name is Patrick McCarthy, and you're Irish, and you're Catholic, and you weigh 194 pounds. Says Kennedy, someone's up pulling shtick here. So around the corner from the train station, he knows there's a Mexican-American restaurant. He knows one of the waiters. It's a Mexican-Chinese restaurant. So he asks, do me a favor, come. He puts in the 10p. He says, your name is Juan Chin. You're half Mexican and half Chinese. You weigh 161 pounds. How does this machine, how does it know everything? This can't be this guy. He goes to another down the block. He knows a guy who comes from the strangest ancestry. Right? He's one third Russian, one third French, and one third Hawaiian. When we're over, he grew up in Saudi Arabia, raised amongst a Bedouin tribe. Let me try this. He slaps the guy there, his friend. puts in the 10p, and the tzetel comes out, right? Your name is Muhammad Boris D. Honolulu. You're one-third Russian, one-third French, one-third Hawaiian. And you weigh 200 pounds. The guy is oismetch. He's doing his mind in. So he runs down the other block, and he knows there's a costume shop. He buys himself a false beard, puts on a shaitel, buys some heavy sunglasses, fills his suitcase, his luggage, with rocks, goes back to this awesome machine, puts in 10p, and the machine tells him, your name is still Moshe Goldstein, you're still Jewish, you still weigh 189 pounds, but you've just missed your train. And the moral of the story is, Rabbi Yisai, don't miss the boat, don't miss the train. It's a time of pachat. I never speak on Wednesdays, it's not my day. And I agreed to speak today, not Thursday. I put down the receiver, I said, yes, I realize, gewalt, I'm in London on Monday and Tuesday. So I come back to my office at 11 o'clock at night last night, trying to think, gewalt, how did I agree to speak today? I don't have any time to prepare. It was 11 o'clock when I came back from Bashir. Everything is Ashgocha Protest. Today is Chayel. Chayel is the Yom, the side fact of our Almi Prags, your side. It's the day of the birthday, the Emuledes of the Holy Baal Shem Tiv, the day he, Achi Ashilini, was Mizgalit him, the day he was Mitzuvah to be Mizgalit to the world, is the Emuledes of the Baal Atanya, all these Nyon. And Bachsidim, there was an expression, Chayel Gitachayas in the Avoid of Tshuva, the Tshuva of El. Chayel. In fact, when it was in the Skala, the Inyan of Chai Elul, there was a chassid, young man at the time, name was Yosef Goldstein. He wrote to the Rebbe, who was in the Edom of the previous Rebbe. He said, I'll give you a remez. We say in Kapitel Kuf Zayin, which is the Parshem of God, who was Miyasi, to say this Erev Shabbos, but name Isa Yedua. The Pasuk, the refrain, four times, Yoidul Hashem Chazdoi, Vinifla Uysov, Vinayot. So he worked out this guy, the Inyan man. Yoidul Hashem Chazim Revlezim Ne Odom is Rosh Tevis Chayel, and it's Soifet Tevis Yotuf. Big imagine. Is the Charayah, there's a Yontif, there's something of the Nifla'us of the Ne Odom, the Pella of the Chibur, as the Ramos says, the Pella of Mafli Lasois, which is connected to Chayel, which gives us an insight into Chum. So the Hektim, there's a Shtikl Marinai in the Ashmotis, the Parashas Tetzava, where he brings a word from the Baal Shem Tiv. It's a famous word. Uvikashtem mishom es Hashem likecho umotzoso ki sidrishenu b'chol levov rovom nashach. The Baal Shem Tiv was medayik. The word here is, the operative word is mishom. What does mishom mean? Vudu bist, vidu geis, vidu shteis. As you are in your present location, in your present matzav, uvikashtem mishom es Hashem likecho umotzoso. Kepirus Hayadua from Shlomo Kaliner, famous word on the pasuk v'haftos Hashem alikecha. Rashi teaches shelo yehi libcha choluk al amokim. What do you mean shelo? To be choluk on the eibur. What does it mean choluk amokim? Often I say this many times. Often a person, you know, there's a word said from a Hirschleim Aliger who spoke to the moon. I don't know how you speak to the moon. I don't know how the moon answers you. But by Kiddush Levona, he had these conversations. If I knew how to speak to the moon, I would get a proper job, you know, become a rebbe, right? As the moon told him, if Yidden wouldn't say the word volt, if only, Shemashiach lang sein. People often say, if only, right, if I had greater moich, a deeper heart, if I had the midas of Rabbi Sosa Lanter and the cup of the Shagas Arya, if only my wife would be more understanding and would make me do the dishes, and my kids would be this, and my boss would be more understanding, if I wouldn't live in Manchester, if I lived B'Sichi Yerushalayim, if I lived 400 years ago in the time of the Rishonim Kamalachim, I would be Aber, the way I am now, in my matzah visa is. That's Pshat said of Shlomo Kaliner, Shelo yehi libcha choluk al amokim. Mitzos Hashem misham, because the misham is Hashem, vudu bist, as things are now. Ki maisa yedua, that the Rabbi, everyone knows the story, but the Rabbi Abinu of Shishchu used to koch in this maisa. If you ever go to a Krakow, there's a shul called Rabbi Isaac Rabbi Yekel Shul. Never heard of it. Famous shul, Krakow, hundreds of years old. This Isaacal right? The brother of the Shver of the Galamukas. Chafet. Akit. So he once had a chol, and in his dream he was told that in Prague, by the bridge next to the palace, adjacent to the palace, there's an oitzer, which is buried. So he journeys there, and the problem is there's guards walking, pacing up and down, you know, in front of the palace. He has his shovel, he wants to dig to find this matmini, the wealth, which is buried there, the treasure. Oh, but the guard is like, Finally, the guard sees this yid is pacing up and down, right? And he goes over to him, says, Yidla, what do you want? What do you want? What are you looking for? I see you're like agitated, you're looking for the... He says, it's Moidal Emes, I live in Krakow. And I had a dream that there's a treasure which is buried by the side of the bridge next to... So the guard, the shoita, the policeman, starts laughing. Shoita in it. I had a dream that in Krakow there's a yikoler of Isaac Reb Yekolish. And up beneath his tanur, beneath the oven, in the whatever, there's also an oitzer. Do you think I'm crazy enough to journey from Prague all the way to Krakow to find because I had a dream? He went back home and he dug underneath the tanner and he found Taka an oitzer, and with that money he built a shul called the Rav Isaac Rav Yekel the shul, which stands at Hayoyim Letiferes the Jewish area of Krakow. And the Rabbi Rabbeinu Mapshischa would always say the chazer over the story, and he would say, mention main in the world thing that the oitzer is found ergesach by somebody else in someone else's pekel. The oitzer gefinzich where you are, the emes is Pasuk says the Mishle in Kapitel Chof Mayim Amukim Eitza Belev Ish V'Ish Tfuna Yidlena. There's an Eitza Amuka in the heart of a person, but only a Ish Tfuna, a person of Bina, of deep understanding, of comprehension, could be Doyle, could check the Eitza Amuka Belev Ish. Said this was emes Eitza is connected to the Eitza Hora. This is Daiva Hoyser Chazal and Sifri Musar and Sifri Chazal, right? Nervos. Memein the Eitzah is Erges Anish. The Eitzah is Belev Ish. It's the Emma says when a person goes to a Rebbe, you're going to the Rebbe, he should give you something that he has and you don't. Not nice. You go to the Rebbe that he should Megala, the Ish Tvuna, is Yidlena, he should be Doyle, the Eitzah which is within yourself. I always tell the story, there was a guy, I'm not going to mention his name, you probably heard of him, he's a well-known rabbi in America, an Askin, a very fine person actually. And he had a PhD and he was teaching philosophy in a certain university, but in those days, in the 50s, life was very, very complicated, and philosophy is not exactly a discipline for a Jewish boy, a frum person. Like the only frum yid in the whole academic circle is very difficult. Yiddishkeit needs a chavrusa. You know, chavrusa has to be with people. It's ein alein. And suddenly these sveikis and amunah, these grappling and wrestling with all these philosophical problems. He needed to speak to a psagodl, someone who's conversant across the board, even in secular things. A modern Orthodox fellow. But he called up the Rebbe's secretary, Rabbi Chodakov. I need to speak to the rabbi, I need a yechidus to go into, to speak over certain issues. He didn't say his name. All he said was, I'm a professor and I teach in this, I'm at this place. I need to speak. He says, okay, open the book, yeah, no problem. In 6 months' time, I can arrange an appointment. The fellow says, Rabbi, my Yiddishkeit halt of a chuta saira, I need to speak to ASAP. So he says, okay, fine, I'll put you on hold. I'm going into the rabbi now just to deliver a letter. I'll ask the rabbi if he allows you to cut the queue. You come next week. He comes back a minute later. And I just spoke to the Rebbe. I called the Rebbe, there's a person, he's from this and this city. The Rebbe said, there's no reason for all of the Tuli Derech to schlep from wherever he is to New York. The Rebbe said, in the city where he is, there's a university, there's a professor, a doctor by the name of Dr. X. Get in contact with him and all of his sveikis will be Nizbar. The Yidl, that was it. He puts down the phone, and he's like, his jaw drops, puts down the phone, shkoyach, and the Rebbe said, no need to come. What's the mice here? What's the vort here? What's the, people don't pull rabbits out of hat and show them. How did the Rebbe know who he was? The pshat is the answer is found within yourself. You don't need a Rebbe. You need sometimes a person to megala that the vikashta misham, that the mayim amukim is eitzah belevish. You have it within yourself. And in other words, every person has the klichas which are needed to do what you have to do. Aber the eitzah is there, the lev is there. Aber it's amukim, it's tif. And you have to. The ikur is why it's doable. The pasuk says next week's parasha. Ki korei ve'lecha adover ma'oyv beficha b'levavcha asoysoy. The Ramban says that we're talking about Mrs. Tshuva. But you have to have the tefuna to be a mechapitz, to be a doish, right? Pasuk says that the word from the name of the chuzit, the svarim akdoishim, that milva k'suv v'batayra k'kasuv k'suv b'shtardan. What the Torah promises. That's already considered it done. Over all the taina on a person is what? The chibus. I've said many, many times. There's a vort from the Chido, very famous quotation, often used in conversation, shirim. Nothing stands on in place of a person's ros. So the Pei Menachem said the name of his father, the Imre Emes. Does that mean anything you want, you could have? You want to be a goalkeeper for Manchester United? You want to become a Rav Givager? Anything I want, I could have. I want to be a Rothschild, a millionaire. Ein lechadover meros. It's mefurish nishtasoy. V'horayim. There's a din. Chishav lasis mitzvah nena. This is malav akasul. Are you punishable? Are you culpable for not doing it? Nay. Ein lechadover patzim. But if you tiny kibshut play that ain't the dovra, I mean b'nei arosin. What do you mean? If you wanted, so you should have a tiny that the guy couldn't put on tefillin because he was an oynis. Because if he really, so it's palpably, demonstrably nishtasik. Ain't the dovra, I mean b'nei arosin. Sometimes says this Imre Emes. It means in oylam hasiyu, in this physical world, there's all kinds of menias vikuv, and it's lav dafk in your hands to be goyver on the menias vikuv. There's a famous Mos Emes. I've said this countless times, Rav Gal Yashor used to, Rav Shimon Tavras, look at this word. When Chazal say, Bereishis Bora Likim, that B'tchila, Olu B'machshov, V'livri Yasa Oilam, Midas Adin, and L'Bisov, Rosh, Ein Olam Eskayim, Shitif, Ima Midas Harachmim, is not Pshat, is Plan A, with Nishki Gangin, and that's Poshet, Chiruf V'Giduf, that's Poshet, blasphemy. And the Eibish Sor, it's not going with Midas Adin, will work in Midas Harachmim. There's the oilam of midas hadin, and there's oilam of midas harachmim. When Rabbi Kiva, there was sorkin as besori, they were in brachas masrekas shul barzel shsoi kach alva b'machshavti. Rabbi Kiva is dovak in the oilam hamachshava. There, this pure, reiner, pristine midas hadin. But this was emes taiches. I've said this 100 times. He says, whether a in Ulam HaMaisa, in this world, Ulam HaSiyah, the Eibishter judges a person with Midas Harach. We have all of us have prouds. The Kuvim, there's Menias, Anabisra, Van Nura, as we say. Over in Ulam HaMachshova, in the Rotsen of a person, then we say, Ein Lecha Dovra Imeros. If you want, there's nothing that stands on. The Eibishter, the Midas Adin is upon the Drisha of a person. That's what counts. There's a verse from the Bes'arit, from the Kaliner. It's brought in the end of in the Mashiach Shal Yisrael, at the end of Yosefer Yismach Yisrael. That verse. The pasuk says, "Until them gedolim maase Hashem, drushim l'chol chavtzeim." We all know the pasuk. So the Bes'arit teaches a meritic teach gedolim maase Hashem. Whether you become a gadol in Torah, a gadol in Avodah, a gadol in Gemilas Chasodim, that's maaseh. It's up to the Eibishter. Drushim, dein drisha, dein rotsin, the einlich dover, I mean, der rotsin, that's the chol chafim, you have to want. And Abraham Shur adds, Pasuk says, bezois yove aaron elakoydish, and zois is kidua, right? Zois is also begimatria cheshik. How does a person come before the Bashefer, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? The ikar is, the Rachmon Oliva boy, I said 100 times, it's a famous story a few years ago in its role. It hit me when I heard it years ago. There was Nebuch, a little girl went into a very upscale posh jewelry store, and she speaks to the proprietor, and she's looking around for the various jewelry they have there. She sees a bracelet, a beautiful golden bracelet. She says, is this real gold? Yeah, 18 karat gold. So the little girl turns to the proprietor and says, how much does it cost? Kamazela. And he says, fortune of money. So the girl puts out like a sack of coins. She says, could you count this, sir, and you find out if this is
enough?
The guy laughs. She's bringing him agurot, these little, piastre, right? And the thing costs 1,000, 5,000shekelim, and she's bringing him pennies. So he begins, he chats with the little girl. He says, who are you? Never come to you, she's a kaila digios. She lost her father. Literally, ki ovi vi imi yazavun. And she explains to the guy that her older sister, very older and mature, she's raising the family, she's the one who cooks and bakes and does the laundry and cleans, right? And her sister's having a birthday. And she wants to express her akoras hatoyv, her gratitude for all this she does. So she saved up mamish penny by penny, and she wants to buy something for her birthday. She knew her sister would like as a bracelet. She wants to buy it. She took the money, sold her the bracelet for pennies, right? Sent her on her way. Next day, the sister was she comes into the shop holding this bracelet. Did a little girl yesterday purchase this bracelet? Yeah. How did she pay for it? So the proprietor said she paid for it with all of her heart. You stand by the Eibush to Rosh Hashanah Kippur, what do we have to sell with the Mishpat? Pennies! Right? Or if it's done with the heart, you have it all. I said 100 times the word of here, one of my favorite verses, Mamar Shem Chaya, the old Talmud Rebbe, Mamar Shem Yoichanjo, that Hadik Zalilim, he used to walk, the old man, Azok and Muflug, used to walk in the snow, in the sleet, in the rain, in the heat, from Bayit Vagan to be by Shalashuddas by the base of Yisroel. He's going from Bayit Vagan to Malchi Yisroel to Gul. Right? In the middle, used to have Shmizah with people, there were people on the bus stops, used to stop this way from Chil Shabbos. Akitzer, week after week after week, he walks into the Begera of Esmedrish. Finished. Shalshudas is over. So his Einechach said to him, Zayd, if you want to chap at least the end of the second half of the Shalshudas, Davin Meir of Bisman, we'll order a monit, a taxi, we'll take you straight to. You'll get there, I'll come on for the second half of Shalshudas. The Talmud Rebbe said, I said, Chazaz, it's a meuridike vort. It's important for him, God. It says a pasuk Moshe yikach as a oil v'notol im bechutz v'machne v'hoyu kol mevakeish Hashem yetsa el oil moyed. Right? Says Rashi v'hoyu kol mevakeish Hashem. You mevakeish Hashem or you mevakeish the oil moyed, which is the oil of Moshe, which is the smedish we learn. Hello. So Rashi brings a chazal mikan sham mevakeish pnei zokin ki mekabel pnei Hashem. Yeah, famous Rashi. So if you think about it for a minute, I understand that that's verstehich. Is that for Shaila? A bit of a tzmi here. Rashi switches horses linguistically in the middle of the sentence. You could say kol mevakish pnei zokin ki mevakish pnei hashchin, or kol mekabel pnei zokin ki mekabel pnei hashchin. But what does Rashi say? Kol mevakish pnei zokin is ki ilu mekabel pnei hashchin. Is the charaya by us, this tezok and b'nei, whatever, the ikur is the bikush. You're mevakish b'nei Moshe, you're already mekabel b'nei Hashem. The ikur is the bikush. The ikur is not to get to your venue, your destination. The ikur is the journey, the bikush. Nervos. Right? It's the, in other words, the vort is everything is there. It's b'levish. Or you have to be an ishtvuna is yidlena to look deep. And this I saw a vort. I saw this vort in mechapta pachad portions. Gefährliche pachad. There's a pasuk in Yeshay, kapitel nun dal. You know the pasuk because you say the chadoili every Friday night. But, which is musan on this pasuk, one of the al tiroi ki loy se voishi. The al tikol me ki loy sachpiri. So in the Sefer Yechayim Pe'er from the Medina Ruf, the Edom of the Sfasemis, he brings a tight from the Kotzker, which is a Kotzker, sharp a Kotzker vort. I'll read you in the way he teaches. Al Tiroi, Favos hostun ish kein moire. Why felt dir shamayim emav liyemadin ki lo yisivoyshi v'altu shemzich nish. I spoke 2 weeks ago the koyach of bushen. Alti roi ki lo yisivoyshi v'altu shemzich nish. V'alti kolmi v'avos shemstu doch nish. Ki lo yisach piri v'altu grobs nish in tief in hearts. Why is there no shame? Because takpir is washing chayfer, right? Because we don't dig deep in the hearts. Why don't we dig deep in the hearts? Ki voishes alamayich, the busha was us to a getan in the yugin tishkochi, forgets to the cherpas alumenosayi, the cherpa from leidegein loisiskiri helps to gurnish on to gedenken. In other words, a person has to be choifer, kilo yisach piri. If there's no chafira, if you're not digging, then there's no busha and there's no yira. Why is there no kilo yisach piri? Because the averus of matamtim, the lev of a person, when it comes along chayelu, the Baal Shem Tov was megaleh, the pnimi is the etzem in kuchabrichu yisrael and ayraisa, in the depth. And there's a word brought in the Meir Vashomesh, the Meir Yedigah word, that the Baal Shem Tov was Peseach, the Shara of Tshuva, not for all people about to go to Elam Emeth, for everyone, and they were Moshech Elam HaTshuva for the world. You know the Rebbe Aaron Luch in Yishalayim, the Rebbe, the original Rebbe, the Shemir Munim, brings in his Mavi, that he heard from Pekotchoy of the Pesach Ber Belzer, who was speaking Le'echod Meham Fusom, it was printed, right? Ich heard from my father, right? Avi Delosh, right? Vies gefinzich, afil ar erlich adaych, in die ganze Welt, als es der Koyach von Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov opened up this gate of Tshuva, because of his Sigufim, and his Prishus, and his Kedusha, right? And brought down Hiruri Tshuva in the heart, to the Kabbalah from Remor to Chernobyl, the Makkos of Chernobyl. Every Hiru Tshuva, till Bias HaMashiach, comes from the Koyach of the Baal Shem Tov. And I saw a Sefer brought down, I don't know who the Sefer is, Psaremes, Sefer Simen Tov. The Pasuk says in Tilum Lamed Beis, Chatosi Oidi'acho V'avoyni Lechisisi, is Gimakshir of Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. What's pshat? You're going to say it's not a political propaganda broadcast. What's pshat in the story? The Nesiv Shalom brings a fascinating mice. Everyone knows the one who the Torah of Hashem that we have, Ruiv Rubam, was written by the Toldos Yankovists. How did he come to Hashem? He was originally very misnagged to Derech Hashem. One time Hashem came to his town. And he started gathering the Edens, giving them different chaskos and whatever. And the Taldos was sakrani. He was very, see what happened.
Curious.
So he's standing there outside, listening from the window, what the Baal Shem Tov is telling. And there's like, you know, and then like people are asking him different shailos. So one of the Balabatim asked him, what does the Rebbe hold of our Rav? The Taldos. Hold of the Ganagoin. Right? The Baal Shem Tov says, your Rav is a tzaddik and a gun and a kodesh and a torah and all the mitzvahs. Except he committed one aveir. What was his aveir? I think I've told you this before. Tisha B'Av, he was sitting there on the floor of Kinnis. He was so out of, like, he became so feeble and weak that he realized that a gate ois. So he realized he has to go eat. So he went out of shul and he went to Vashtach. He had pushed to Kuf Nefesh. And he washed his hands, he made the bracha on the Tzilas Yadoyim. When suddenly he realized he feels well. It just nailed him, the whole weakness. Ober der Weile, he said the bracha. Right? Yes? So he said, this is the Baal Shem Tov telling the people. So he did tshuva. For Anshei Maile, even every Gefeldach Aveir. And that, and eventually the Talmudis had a cholum. And in his cholum, there is an orchard, an apple orchard. Full of apples, and the shomer of the orchard tells the Taldas in the dream that all of these apples were made through your aveira of mingmaske shem shemayim levatol. We got worse aveiras to worry about, yeah. But Taldas, this is the kodesh medaktikim tzadikuch tasei. So in the dream, the Taldas takes an axe on a heitlon klapin, and all the branches and all the apples in this orchard of Sitra Achara of Alumaza clapped, and until he knocked down every tree. This is what Shem Tov is telling the people of the dream that the Taldas had. Ober, he said, Ober, if he wants to get to the Sharoshim, to the roots of the apple trees, right, for that he has to become my Talmud. And the Talmud says, how in the world could this person know what happened to me in Chedre Chadorim, which I didn't tell anybody in the world about, and what I dream about at that night? Is Daka from that, according to Kama Gersois, that was the beginning of the Talmud's Iskarvus Lavashat. But the Vort is, says the Nesiv HaSholem, the Vort is, Rav Huttner used to put it very beautifully. Rav Huttner used to say, Tshuva is nit de pshat besser veren, Tshuva is de pshat andershver. Tshuva is not just to become a better person, noch a mitzvah, noch a zahirus, it's to become a different person. It's to be oikir, the shoyrish peyrish v'lan. Therefore, I discussed last week, I mentioned Tshuva, tzad zoyer, is toshuv hay. Which hay are we returning? The Shem Avaya, versus the last hey hey tato, which is the Shechina and the Malchus and Kazral, which is affected through Kabbalah's all Malchus Shemayim. That's the Ikar Avoid. That's the first Avoid, Reish Avoid, the Ikar Visharsha. The second hey, which is called, which is connected to Tshuva Iloh, is the Yud K, the second K of Bino. In the Alter Rebbe, he gets a Tshuva, just when he deals with Tshuva Tato initially, but he does Hakarain the initially, there's two hits. Why do I have to know about Tshuva Iloh, Chalpai, Halavai, in Peil Mamish, Mashav Adibur? Because, especially in today's generation, to come even to the Tshuva Tato, you need already a Ha'or from the Tshuva Iloh, from Bima. Gerade interessant, the Bnei Yisoscha brings in Agur, the Pirka, the name of the Vashemta was Yisrael, which is Gimatria, Bina, and Das. And he says, to come to emes tshuva, you need bina. The pasuk levov yovin v'shover ofelei, right? And you need this das. And the two, the Beis Oscar says the two names of bina and das. Bina is the shame aleph k yud k kiyudua, which is 21. Hello. Which, by the way, on the simplest level, eke, I will be. That's the idea of tshuva. Whatever happened, might have it. Can't. Or but the ikar is the kabbalah is all for the future, and the shame of das is aleph k vov k. Which is 17. Are you with me? Which is why the Baal Shem Tov was called Baal Shem Toiv, because he was connected to this Das, which is the Shem Aleph Kei Vav Kei, which is Gematria 70. Which is, by the way, where does it come from? It says in Svarim and Kabbalah, from the Rosh HaTevis, Breish Bar Likim, Es HaShamayim Ve'es Ha'oretz, also the Rosh HaTevis, Gematria 17. What does that got to do with the whole equation? Because I said many times, the Ksos HaChoshen once met at Teres Tzvi, the Zid HaTshuva. And he asked him, what was the Chiddush of Baal Shem Tov? Right? So he told him, Mashal, the emperor dies, you have to choose a new king, and in the search committee, everyone writes a report about their favorite candidate. One, Pikich, what did he do? Instead of writing a report and describing the qualities, the characteristics, the personality, he brought the candidate there. Everyone was overwhelmed by his charm, by his charisma. He was the one elected. So then the Ateres Tzvi to the Ktsas, all the other Mekubalim spoke about Eilemis, Madregis, Sheimis, whatever Kabbalists speak about, I have no idea. Right? The Baal Shem Tov brought the Melech down here. Esa Shemayim, the Chibur of Shemayim. Therefore he learned his Rebbe was Achya, Shiloini, Achya, Tzadnitzvarim, from the word Ach. She'icha is called Eilem Kulis Abarim, to connect Shemayim forwards. Let me tell you a story. I don't think I ever told you this before. Maybe I did. Basically. In Barapak, there was a great rebbe. I used to go to Malach Al Shudas. His name was the Skolya Rebbe. The Mamisha. Awesome person. Mamisha. Kodesh. What? The Skolya. Ishmurmit.
Skulano.
What?
Skulano.
My dear friend. Skulano Luchud and Skolya Luchud. Skulano Rebbe also, I was privileged to know him many times. And Tustition. Whatever. Two different people from different parts of the world. Skolene was never a chassidus before. Skolya are einikach of everybody, actually, from Baal Shem Tov, the Magen Zlotchever, einikach of the Zlotchever, Ben Achaben, whatever. Also, I'll tell you, amongst other things, I did a chayv rein. Amongst other things. I'll tell you why I'm telling you this. Because the Skolya Rebbe told the story that he heard from his father, Baruch Pinchas. Baruch Pinchas heard this from Isaac the Chayver, that Isaac the Chayver was once going in with an Agola, they were going somewhere in the forest. They came to a forest, and suddenly the Isaacles is a chayver. I'll tell you a story that happened here in this forest. Once upon a time, there was a psayidl only the evi, and he had no money, no to pay rent. So he took his mishpacha, his wife and his daughters, and they moved out. They built himself up a log cabin on the edge of this forest somewhere, and he lived there. He lived off whatever only the evi. he was about to go b'derech haloritz. You know, we're all human. We're here today, gone tomorrow. And they don't know. They're all alone, isolated. Who's going to help? So they went to the parashas drachim, like the derech, the highway, see if they could flag someone down to help. Ayid is about to leave the world. Someone to tishma vilud. They found an osher, a wealthy man, was going with his coach. Nimku Rachmov, he stops, goes to the high school, this little cabin, this butkla, and he sees the guy is dying, and he says, the man who's critically ill, he's crying. He says, what are you crying about? He says, look, for myself I can take care of, but I'm going to be, once I leave the world, my wife will be an almona, the girls will be a soimim, who's going to take care of them? So the Gevir was like, Gevir Adi, he said, I'll make a deal with you. Give me a kiyaskaf, right? And if you promise that after your patir, you'll come back to me from Olam Hems, and you'll tell me what in Shemayim they hold of the Baal Shem Tov, you'll be megalot to me. As always, I don't know, I'm curious. Then I will promise I will support your wife, the Almona, and Yusayimim until they get married, the daughters. It made it to his calf. He's like Shema Yisrael, gate to his belt. And a few days later, the Oni comes to him in a dream, and he says, "I'm with Shemayim, I'm Emes, and they don't give me reshus to be Megala." What do they think of there? Right? Over one story, they allowed me to tell. He said recently there was a guy, an Oshir, who actually went to the Baal Shem Tov in Mezhbush. And he died, and the guy was a tzaddik, a yosher, a goyim l'chasodim. My mom is a fine person, right? I always tell people, goyim l'chasodim toivim, v'koyim yakol, you get everything. Aubrey had one chisor. In Shemayim, in the Beis Mishal Ma'ilah, they had the interview, you know, and they asked him, did you ever hear Divrei Elokim Chayim from the Baal Shem Tov? The guy didn't know what to answer because he didn't know what Shemayim was asking about it. Different deis. So because he didn't know what's the acceptable answer, Shalsa kept quiet. So they went through his whole record. Mamisha, Gleichen Gan Eden. He goes to Gan Eden, but he's blind. Ken is dead. Again, his then Zvertim is in Shlichtik, literally. So he goes to bed and Shalmaya. He complains, this is not, where's Yashas? So they paskin that his neshama should come down once to hear the Shalashuddhis, the Torah, the Rabbi Elokim Chaim, the Baal Shem Tov, the Chol Raivin, and then he could come back to Gan Eden, and then his eyes were open, whatever that means, and he was able to see. What's Pshat in the story? Right? Pshat is, I've said many times, we ask in davening, Visabeinu mituvech. We should be a sphere. We should be satiated, satisfied. Why? Because everything the Eibishter does is taka l'tayv. Nervos, the Gemara says, a blind person, even if he has gesudah shleima b'shaytli munuch l'vonov, he's not zat because of zedish. And therefore, tzadikim tayt v'sab enu mituvecho, we ask the Eibishter that we should be able to be saveya, we should be full, we should be delighted, we should be able to see. Why was the Baal Shem Tov's Torah? Because that was the esa shamayim v'esa ores, the chibur of elyonim v'tachtoim. In other words, to put it very, very, I have no time to elaborate. Right? To put it very, very simply, I have a whole theory about this, but the Hill Pirater once said, to put it simply, if you learn different types of Kabbalah, there's Ramak, there's the Rishonim Kabbalah, they dealt with Mamali Kolam. The Arizal deals with Soiviv Kolam. Or to put it differently, Bible. The Mukabbalah Rishonim dealt with Ishtalshus. Right? In other words, there's that level, but to put it simply, that in a way that we can understand, every Aver has a Chayis Eliki, which is Mahave Mechaya, and gives life. You have to have tailor-made the right amount of Chayis that the organ should work. So in your Einayim, in your eyes, you have a Koyach HaReil. In your ears, you have a Koyach HaShmim. If it's too little or too much, then you're blind. Even if it's too much. That's why in the Gemara, a person is blind. A saginar, too much light is dazzling. It has to be tailor-made. There's a tzimtzum here. The right amount, perfect. Then there is a type of oirliki, which is soiviv kol. It surrounds, it envelops, it's too high, too lofty, to be mislati mitzamtzum, and be mislavish. It surrounds. You ever see the Bnei Yisrael famous? It says, why by a goy? When a goy goes into his house of worship as an act of reverence, of deference, he removes his hat. That's an act of respect amongst goyim. By Eid, we wear yarmulke, right? And when you daven, you wear Two hands. Two. Because the Yamak is a makif. And a Yid has two makifim above him. Besides the Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, which is the Slavish in the person, there's Chayichida, which is makif. There are people calling Yiddish a Yamaka. We call it also a makif. It's makif. The Yid has two makifim. We try to wear two hands. But both Suyiviv Kol Alman and Mamalik Alman, that which is individualistic, tailor-made, limited, and that which is pervasive, and that which is peripheral, Peloshin plus, and that which surround, which is higher, but it's all connected to Alman, to the world. Then there's a level of the Etzem, which is higher than Suyiviv Mamalik. That's the Eber Shemzal. The certain Mukubalim dealt with the Shalshalos, lower levels, how each one of the chain, each one related to each other. The Arizal is dealing a much higher level of Soivim. The Baal Shem Tov was connected to his Asogi, his Tfisa was in Atik. Atik is like Etzem, Netak, Atik Yoimin, above, removed from, detached from the 7 days, seven Midas, that's the Etzem. And the purpose of the Yid, I have no time to elaborate, is to get involved in the Sheirish Hanelum, by the way, which is 1001, which is the Trol Baal Shem Tov, etc., etc. That, on that level, I've always discussed a thousand times here, the Rav Shetzer Kofsuch and even Skalus Hamidus. If you're on the higher Madregas, as the Ramban says, Bemetz Sifrei, on the highest Madregas, Avas Hashem, and Yiras Hashem, Yiras Harimus, and not only Bestira, but take a look to them. Yisrael Baal Shem Tov is also Gimachi, 1001, which is Gimachi Yerushamay. Matonu Tayyub Beis Kenosei. I saw a word today. I can't remember where I saw it. The Gemara says that Afilu Mash Talmud Vosik, also the Chavid, Talmud Vosik is Gimachi also 1000. This is all part of this living together of the skalus, right? That all the, that's how a Yid, but Baal Shem Tov thought, goes to through Elul, Rosh Hashanah, to the Pachat, together with the Gevaldige Simcha and an optimism, that the Iker is not just the Heitato, the Kabbalah's all. Because Kabbalah's all, if you have a dog, and the dog goes around biting the postman, anyone rings the bell, the dog bites, you could put the dog in a cage. You know what happens though? A dog in a cage is still a wildhund, and the minute somehow it finds a way to be released from the cage, it keeps on biting people. The Iker is to pull out the teeth, to change the dog, change the nature. And that's the Heil, that's the Hayil, that's the Bina, that's the Levava Yom. That's what the Baal Shem Tov taught. Tshuva is the Pshat, to become a different person, connected to the Bina, to the Das, to understand. And then your Avodas Hashem and your Tshuva is something which remains with you the rest of the year.
Yeah, I'm not going to have a key.